Dr. Mukwege and his colleagues have helped these girls and women in Congo heal and go on with their lives.
This is a glorious day for the women of Congo and for every sexual survivor in the world, but particularly women who have suffered with really tremendous world indifference in conflict zones.
Eve Ensler is an activist and playwright best known for the Vagina Monologues. She worked with Dr. Mukwege for more than a decade. The two helped create City of Joy, an organization for survivors of violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo. And just a reminder here, we're talking about sexual violence, and it may be difficult to listen to what's coming up. Ensler told me she spoke with Dr. Mukwege today after the Nobel announcement.
He called me this morning first thing, and I could hear all of our sisters dancing and singing behind him.
Wow.
I think this day is an incredible day. You know, it's kind of odd to be here in the United States where we're seeing the kind of rise of impunity and unaccountability of sexual survivors at the same moment that Dr. Mukwege has won the Nobel Peace Prize with Nadia Murad, a survivor of terrible sexual violence and war. But I think it's a victory because I think what Dr. Mukwege has always stood for as a man, as a doctor, as a human being, he has given his life, devoted his life to ending rape as a tactic of war, to stopping the scourge of sexual violence. And it's really a call to all men to follow his example.
How did you first meet Dr. Mukwege?
In 2006, I was invited by the UN to interview Dr. Mukwege, and then I met him and interviewed him, and I remember that first interview, his eyes were literally bloodshot from all the pain and atrocities he was witnessing. And at the time, after the interview, he asked me if I would come to Congo to support his efforts and to help him get the word out to the world about what was going on there because no one was paying attention. So in 2008, I went to the Congo to meet him, and I spent weeks there interviewing and listening to women and to their stories. And to be honest, I was shattered. I was shattered. And I think those weeks there, I knew that if our movement, our worldwide movement, didn't commit ourselves completely and forever to what was going on in the Congo, we would see the spread of that kind of violence in armed conflict and in wars. And so that began our working and profound relationship with Dr. Mukwege, which has gone on for 12 years.
Eve Ensler, you've been to a lot of places around the world where you've witnessed violence against women, Ciudad Juarez, Mexico, Afghanistan, where women were and still are oppressed by the Taliban. Had you ever met a man like Dr. Denis Mukwege prior to your trip to Congo?
I haven't met one prior, and I haven't met one since. I mean, I really do believe he's almost like the new man, the man who, you know, he's a man of enormous grace. He's a radiant man. He comes from love. He's a pastor. And he's also fierce, and he's also relentless. I mean, I remember sitting with him when he once talked to me about how he can't sleep at night imagining what would happen if they came to take his daughters, and how the stories of woman after woman after woman, the desecration of their bodies just lives embedded in their beings. And this has rallied him to understand that if women are destroyed, if their bodies are destroyed, if their beings and futures are destroyed, we have no future as humanity.
Is there one story you can share about Dr. Mukwege and how he intervened and changed a woman's belief that she was ruined forever, that her life was over?
Well, I remember at the beginning of City of Joy, the Sanctuary and Revolutionary Center in Bukavu, where women transform their pain to power. And there was a young woman who was standing talking about what she had been through. And he said to her, you know, when you're inside your mother's womb, you don't know what your future will be. And this sanctuary, this place will be like that for you. When you enter here, you will be able to go through a process where you transform what is going inside you, and you will come out of it birthed a new woman. And the woman just began to weep, and she could almost taste that future. And I think, you know, I have witnessed Dr. Mukwege, for example, he gives classes at City of Joy. He does sex ed classes where he teaches women to not only to know their vaginas and to know how their vaginas work, but to protect their vaginas. But he actually asks them to draw their vaginas so they are not afraid of them. And so they know their bodies. And so they aren't embarrassed by their bodies. So they're not in shame, so that terrible things are not allowed to happen to them in the dark. He is so brave. And I have to say, he has faced so much criticism and ostracism and attack for really breaking with tradition and breaking with patriarchy and breaking with those values that suppress women.
I would just love to hear your thoughts finally on this particular day about the Me Too movement, which is today is a year to the day from the news about Harvey Weinstein, of course, Brett Kavanaugh in the news, and now these Nobel Peace Prizes. What strikes you about Me Too a year on?
I think we're seeing two things going on in the world right now. We're seeing a rise and a speaking out and a breaking forward of women telling their stories, speaking their truths, which we've worked many, many years to make happen. But what we're simultaneously seeing is an incredible pushback from the patriarchs. We're seeing a display of male masculine toxicity and vengefulness. And I really don't believe that women, the genie's out of the bottle. Women are not going to go back now. We are too far forward. And whether Brett Kavanaugh gets in or not, we are going to see women rising now and women demanding that the time of sexual violence is over. And hopefully there will be many men who take lead from Dr. Mukwege and rise with us and devote their lives as wholeheartedly to ending sexual violence as women do.
That was playwright Eve Ensler, who's been working with Nobel Peace Prize winner Dr. Denis Mukwege in Congo for more than a decade.